Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last two ahadith on the chapter dealing with forgiving and turning away from the ignorant ones. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal ka'anni anzuru ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yahki nabiyyan min al-anbiya'i salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim darabahu qawmuhu fa'adamuhu وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه ويقول اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that it is as if I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam relating the story of a messenger whose people beat him and wounded him. As he wiped the blood from his face, he said, "O Allah, forgive my people as they do not know." Sometimes when a person happens to experience something very, very long in the past, previously it may have been happened some time back, but because it's so clear it is by, this expression is given, it's as though I can picture that scene in front of me. In other words, so clearly he remembers the incident. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he's relating the incident, that's why he starts off like this, it is as if I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating the story of a messenger whose people beat him and wounded him. As he wiped the blood off his face, he said, "O Allah, forgive my people because they do not know." Ulama explained that either Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking about Nuh alayhi salam from the previous ummah, therefore he was relating to Nuh alayhi salam, or it was even possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking about himself. But because of the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not take his name also. He did not say that I'm referring to myself. He referred and he put it as such that a messenger whose people beat him and wounded him. So he just left in general without even relating to himself. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was anybody that needed or could have really advertised his achievements, could have been Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but look at the humility. He's just relating the story for the sake of relating the incident and the incident so that we can take lesson from there. That look at this, despite his own people stoning him, either it was Nuh alayhi salam or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, that despite his own people wounding him, injuring him, beating him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Nuh alayhi salam, it could have been, he wiped the blood from his face and he said, "O Allah, forgive my people because they do not know." And this, as we explained before, is a very high level, it's a magnanimous level of kindness, of forgiveness, that after a person does wrong to you, when you're trying to do good for the person, you're trying to help the person does wrong to you, he injures you, he hurts you, thereafter what you do, instead of making bad dua or hurting the person back, you are making dua for the hidayat. This is something that is of a very high level. Allah Ta'ala give it to us, that sometimes for our own family members we feel it hard to make dua of hidayat. Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, enemies, people that are harming him, he's making dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants them hidayat. Last hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'ati innama ash-shadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab. Muttafaqun alayh. It may happen that the person has got strength, he's got power, he can execute that anger that he's got in him, he can take revenge to the person, or take revenge against the person that is harming him, he's got the strength, he's got the ability. We've seen in the case, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel was there of the mountains, telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "You just give me that instruction, I'll crush these people between the mountains." It was just a matter of giving one verbal instruction. What level of power Allah Ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, but yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't exercise that power at all. He made dua for the hidayat. So here in our situation, this hadith is so practical, so prevalent, so relevant. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A strong person is not one who overpowers his opponent whilst wrestling him. Rather, a strong person is one who controls himself when he's angry." At the time of anger, he's able to wrestle his own anger. He's able to control his anger. He's able to control himself. He has full composure even when he's angry. This person is a strong person, not a person that has got muscles and just loses himself, is unable to control himself. Person is, he overpowers his enemies and he overpowers other people. This is a strong person, a person who can push 200 and 300 kilos in a gym. That is not a strong person. A real strong person is one who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us. He's not the person that can wrestle someone, overpower someone, but the person that can control himself at the time of anger. This requires a real power. This is a real man. When he's angry also, he can maintain composure. When he's angry also, he can make the right decisions. When he's angry also, he can say the right things. When he's angry, he can do the right things. This is a person who really is strong. This takes time, like how to build up muscles takes time in the gym, takes time to exercise. Like that, to build up the sabr, it takes time. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. That person who goes on practicing on patience, Allah will give him patience. In other words, it doesn't come one shot. How a person's muscles don't come one shot. He has to train and train and train. His fitness also, his running, he has to train, train, train. Then it comes. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us with sabr also, there's a period of training. After we train ourselves to resist, to control, to be careful what we say, to be careful what we see, to be careful what we think, to be careful what we speak, after a while, then the sabr comes into a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, like how we train for everything else, we train to get our bodies right, we train to get our shape right, all these things we do. Like that, a person, if he wants to learn a language, he trains and he trains, he practices to get that language right. Like that, to get sabr, we need to period of training. So therefore, by training, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bring this into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.